Today, I'm honored to have the opportunity to speak with Jenna Dalton. Jenna's forte is quite unusual. She's a business confidence coach for nutritional practitioners who are ready to grow a successful business. She helps her clients take smart risks, step outside their comfort zone, and just go for it so that they can boost their confidence, build their foundation, and develop their unique business strategies to excel as an expert in their field. Jenna, I love your billing as a confidence and courage coach. I think that might speak to a great number of our members. Do you see confidence as the single most constricting factor to people living their dream?
I think that it can be. I think that for a lot of people, they focus on the technical side of things. They focus on the marketing. They focus on the sales. They focus on all the things that they think that they need in order to be successful. But a lot of times you can take a bunch of courses, you can read a bunch of books, you can try to do it on your own as much as possible. But at a certain point, lack of confidence usually comes into play when we're trying to pitch guest blog posts, when we're trying to ask for the sale, when we're just trying to develop our businesses. Confidence plays a key role. So I don't know that it's necessarily the key thing, but it's definitely one of the key things.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. How does this lack of confidence, you think, manifest itself?
In so many different ways. Some of the most common ways that I see in clients that I work with is they feel like they're not expert enough. They feel like they are a bit of a fraud, like they're not good enough. They feel like they need to know a lot more than they already do in order to start, which it's actually counterintuitive. You need to start and then you start to develop your background and everything like that. So a lot of my clients are in the position where they do know a lot, they just aren't realizing it. And so that's one of the ways that it manifested itself. Another way that it manifests itself is if people are trying to implement things. They're trying to implement all these marketing tools and sales strategies and all this kind of stuff that they're learning, but they're hitting walls and they're not really sure why. There's something that's getting in their way, and 9 times out of 10, it's confidence. So if you're sitting there right now and you're thinking, I'm trying so hard, but nothing's really happening, a lot of times what needs to happen is you need to work on building your confidence. And the reason that I say that is because a lot of times, say we'll pitch a guest blog post to a site and we get rejected, and that never feels good. That we put so much of our self-worth into our businesses, and so it never feels good to get any kind of rejection. And so especially when we're just starting out, that stops us. That stops us from asking again or pitching another guest blog post somewhere else or just tweaking things and then repitching it. Those kinds of things. So when you have the confidence, when you feel confident in yourself and your business and the amazing value you're providing, it's a lot easier to move forward in your business because those kinds of rejections, those kind of setbacks aren't as big of a deal.
In other words, as you move forward, the successes build on one another.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I like to use the analogy of riding a bike, where when you're little and you're learning how to ride a bike, it's so challenging and you're shaky and it feels awkward and you might fall flat on your face sometimes. But if you just practice, you just keep going again and again and again, over time, it becomes a no-brainer. And I know this because it's something that I've seen in myself and in my clients, that very first time, it's so scary and you don't really want to do it, but then you do it. And whether it's a success or not, you learn from it. And so you're able to move forward a lot more knowledgeable about what to do the next time.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I love that analogy because I think it's something that you can pull in from your brain when you need it.
Exactly.
And get those down times.
Exactly.
That are kind of inevitable. Now, something I've always been curious about, is confidence and self-esteem the same thing?
I don't think so. I think that they are a bit different. I think that self-esteem has a lot more to do with kind of your perceived value of yourself. Versus confidence is more like having the guts to just go for it and having the guts to put yourself out there and really go kind of full steam ahead. So I think that they're related, but a little bit different.
Do they affect each other, do you think?
Oh, definitely, definitely. If you are lacking confidence, you're probably not, you probably don't have a lot of self-esteem. And if you don't have a lot of self-esteem, you probably don't have a lot of confidence. So they're related, but I see it as somewhat separate entities. And maybe it would be good if I gave you an example. So say if someone is looking to build their business and they're low self-esteem, then probably the certain things that are going to be stopping them is they're going to maybe not put pictures up on their website, or they may not want to really just kind of be vulnerable. That usually comes from a self-esteem place. And that's something that I deal with, because confidence and self-esteem, they are so connected. So I definitely help with my client's self-esteem, but confidence is more just knowing that you have amazing value to provide for the world and you're excited to give that value to people, but you're having a tough time because you're lacking confidence in being able to provide that value. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I understand that the confidence thing can be built over time by taking these little risks that you talk about and putting yourself out there, but where does the self-esteem come from? How can you kind of manage that?
So there's a couple ways that you can build your self-esteem. And one of the ways that you can build both confidence and self-esteem is just trying things. I like to always say that I help my clients step outside their comfort zone, which it's not meant to be this torturous thing where they're feeling super vulnerable and afraid to do this. It's not something that I'm telling them to do something super scary. But what the reason that we want to step outside our comfort zone is if you don't step outside your comfort zone, you're not going to grow. You're not going to learn. You're not going to evolve. And so what I have my clients do is I have them do little tasks that feel like a little bit scary, a little bit kind of on the verge of, I can't do this. And so with both self-esteem and confidence, it will grow as you do those kinds of tasks, as you do the stepping outside of your comfort zone. But the self-esteem, a lot of the self-esteem comes from inner work, and a lot of the confidence comes from taking action. So what I mean by that is if you're trying to build self-esteem, you're going to have to do kind of that inner self-love work, which is a huge part of what I do. I definitely help my clients do that. But I'm a big believer in taking action. And so that's where that confidence comes in, that I find that confidence comes from taking action. So the more action we take, the more we learn and grow and evolve and get more confident at that, at being able to make it better and keep building the business that we want.
So can you give a couple of examples of things that you see kind of regularly that people can do, those little steps that might be helpful?
Sure. So one thing that I'm a step-by-step kind of person. I don't like to overwhelm my clients with, let's look at the big picture and fix everything right from the get-go. So usually how I start working with my clients is we start by tackling the number one thing that is stopping them right now. And how I get to that is just simply by asking them. I think of myself as kind of like a good person at pinpointing problems that are stopping people. And so I just ask them, what's the number one thing that you're struggling with right now? And then they tell me a little bit about it. And then usually within that, there's some key phrases or words that they're saying that I'm able to say, okay, so this is stopping you, but what particularly about this is stopping you? And then what particularly about that is stopping you? And the whole point of this is to get really right down to the nitty gritty, the like one thing that is going on. And so anybody that's listening to this right now, they can ask themselves, what's the number one thing I'm struggling with right now, and write that down, and then explore that a little bit more. What exactly about that is stopping me? And then write that down, and then keep going until you feel like you've gotten to the core of whatever is going on, whatever is stopping you from moving forward. So that's one thing that people can do. Another thing, like I said before, is to just take action. Oftentimes we feel like we need to go, have things perfect or have all our ducks in a row or things like that before we put stuff out there, everything like that. But I'm a big believer in making it outstanding, providing outstanding value in whatever product, program, service you're providing, and then just getting it out there. It doesn't need to be perfect. You can make it, quote, perfect over time as you get feedback. But the most important thing that you need to do right now is just get it out there so that you can get that feedback and you can see how are people responding to this. Do they like it? Are there certain aspects that I can change? Is there something I can add or delete or things like that? But 9 times out of 10, my clients find that when they get it out there, it's the majority of the time they're receiving a very positive response. And so that's a good confidence boost. It may not be perfect. There may be some people saying, oh, well, I wish this was different or I wish you would add that. But they then know how to improve it and make it even more awesome in the long run. And so it's a double confidence boost. Now they know exactly what they need to do and they've gotten that positive feedback. So definitely taking action is key, especially before you try to make it perfect.
That makes a lot of sense. Perfectionism is a big part of this, isn't it?
It really is. It's most of my clients are like me. They're recovering perfectionists.
So I guess when you speak to a client who uses the lack of confidence as an excuse from preventing them to move forward, this is what you do. You tell them, you sort of discover with them steps that they can take, and then they start taking these baby steps forward, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, you sound like you speak from the heart, almost as though you know what your clients are feeling. And what do you attribute that to? It's sort of a sixth sense.
It's funny that you say that because people tell me all the time, I read your stuff on your website, whether it's my About Me page or blogs or things like that. And people say, it's like you're reading my mind. And I say, it's true. Because I am. Because I am reading your mind. Because I know what it's like. And it's interesting because it's one of those situations that even though I have a lot more confidence and no longer let my lack of confidence stop me from moving forward in my business, there are still some moments of self-doubt. There are still some moments where I have that little gremlin inside of me peek its ugly head up and say, exactly, you're not good enough. What are you doing? All that kind of stuff. So I'm not immune to it. It's not like I've gotten to this point where I'm 100% confident all the time. I've just learned how to deal with any kind of confident lacking thoughts or beliefs and move forward regardless. So I am reading people's mind because I've been there in the past, and it's still something that I work through today for sure.
Some people appear to be confident and really successful, but in truth, they're still really stuck.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for that kind of person who's trying to, you know, get moving?
Sure. I would start exploring what exactly is going on. It might end up being confidence. It might be something that at first they're thinking, I'm confident in all these areas, but there's one area. Maybe there's you're not confident in your social media presence. Maybe you're not confident in your writing. Maybe you're not confident in what your website looks like. Different things like that. So I would explore it a little bit further and see maybe overall you're confident, but is there a particular area that maybe you're lacking a little bit of confidence? And in that case, if there isn't an area, if you've kind of explored the situation and realized that, no, I am confident, then what I would look at is other business building things. How's your marketing? How's your sales strategy? How's your customer experience, customer service, all that kind of stuff. Look at the different areas. See what is potentially holding you back from being as successful as you want to be. But 9 times out of 10, if you have all the blocks in place, if you have a good marketing strategy, a good sales strategy, good customer experience strategy, all these different kinds of things, and you're still finding that something's not right, is likely a mindset, whether it's confidence or you have some other kind of block going on, you'll want to explore how your mindset is stopping you from moving forward.
Can you give us a couple of strategies you counsel most about?
Sure. So probably one of the key strategies that I coach people through is not feeling like they know enough, not feeling like they're good enough or expert enough and all that kind of stuff. And there's different ways that we can approach this. It all depends on the client, but usually one of the first places that I start is just getting them to go out and get feedback from their ideal clients. And it may be ideal clients that they have worked with or ideal clients that they want to work with. And what I want them to do is just start asking their ideal client questions. What are you looking for? What would be the ideal solution for you, the dream solution? What's your deepest, darkest fears? What's your deepest, darkest desires? All those kinds of questions. And then they compile all those answers, and usually they can find some kind of pattern. And so then they can find their quote-unquote expert area. Because what I coach all my clients on is not trying to be everything to everyone. If you want to be a nutrition practitioner, you don't want to be coaching people on how to lose weight, how to have a plant-based diet, how to have a paleo diet, how to have like all these different areas. You want to focus on one particular area and be so well known in that particular niche, is what we call it. And the reason that you want to do that is because it takes a lot of the pressure off to be everything to everyone. And it helps people to see that, oh, they're an expert on this. They really know what they're talking about. So it's easy to attract people, or it's easier, I should say, to attract people and work within that kind of expert zone. And so we always go over kind of what's your niche and who your ideal client is and what exactly they want, what's their desires, what's their deep, dark fears, all that kind of stuff. And so they can paint a clear picture for themselves about where to go from here. It builds that nice foundational stage that they can basically stand on and be known as the expert. So they're no longer worrying about trying to be the overall expert. They're just an expert in this particular area.
So if members wanted to speak with you or use your service, it sounds like there's some prelim work that they might want to do to make the best use of your time.
Yeah.
Do you want to narrow that down for us?
Sure. So I always have, before people work with me, I always have them fill out a pretty in-depth assessment that helps paint a clear picture for me. Typically, clients that come to work with me, if we go through a consultation, experienced enough now that I can usually get to the core of what they need during the consultation. So it comes up pretty quickly. And then after they start working with me, or before they start working with me, I should say, I have them fill out a pretty in-depth assessment. And so those two things together are usually good enough. But if someone is sitting there right now and they're thinking, I want to get started right now, I want to start this kind of confidence work right now, what I would suggest that they do is that they think about that number one thing that they're struggling with, and then what's one step that they could take today, right now, to help overcome whatever obstacle that is. I don't want them to think about the big picture. How can I overcome the entire obstacle? I just want them to think about what's one step that I could take. And so, say for example, someone's kind of scared to put themselves out there. Someone's scared that maybe they're not expert enough. One step to take would be to pitch a guest blog post or write a blog post for their own website and just put it up there, get it out there, start to promote it, and see what happens. 9 times out of 10, we have these worst case scenarios where we're thinking everyone's going to hate me. They're going to think that I'm boring. They're going to think that I don't know enough. I'm going to lose trust and credibility because people are going to be like, what does she know? All those kind of negative Nelly thoughts. But then we get it out there, and we usually get that positive response. If there is any kind of negative response, it's usually relatively easy to deal with it because it's recognizing that you aren't meant to know absolutely everything and please everyone. And if someone comes up with some sort of negative comment to something that you're putting out there, it might be something as simple as saying, thank you so much for your insight. I know not everybody has the same views and beliefs, so I really appreciate you talking about yours. And that's simple as that. That diffuses the situation and it allows people to say, wow, she was super confident in her abilities and that she knows that this is what she specializes in. So I just want to encourage people to just take those risks, step a little bit outside their comfort zone and just start taking those steps right now.
Well, that's great. This has been really informative and I think it'd be very helpful for our members. I think this is a really good time for a plug, Jenna. Where would interested members contact you?
For sure. You can find me at jennadalton.com, and I've got all sorts of free resources, blog posts, all that kind of good stuff that can get people started right away.
Great. Thanks, Jenna. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Beth.